Every day, we trust our lives to structures we barely understand. We drive across bridges, work in skyscrapers, and fly in airplanes without questioning their safety. Yet the engineers who design these marvels spend most of their time contemplating how they might fail. This paradox sits at the heart of Henry Petrosky's fascinating exploration of engineering and human nature. The most successful engineers aren't those who avoid failure, they're those who anticipate it, learn from it, and design to prevent it. Engineering isn't merely about mathematical precision or technical specifications, it's profoundly human. Unlike nature's designs, refined over millions of evolutionary years, our creations reflect our ambitions, limitations, and willingness to take calculated risks. When disasters strike, like the 1981 Kansas City Hyatt Regency walkway collapse that killed 114 people, we're shocked not because engineering failures are common, but precisely because they're so rare. The probability of a building collapse ranges from 1 in a million to 1 in 100 trillion. We notice these failures because they're dramatic anomalies in systems designed to succeed. We're natural engineers from birth. As infants learning to walk, we experience fundamental structural engineering principles through our bodies. Each fall teaches us what to avoid next time. We don't learn to walk so much as learn not to fall. Even nursery rhymes like London Bridge is Falling Down introduce failure and reconstruction, while Ring Around the Rosie demonstrates structural collapse. Through play with blocks, erector sets, and Legos, children develop intuitive understanding of structural principles. The language of engineering reflects this bodily experience. Both humans and structures experience stress, strain, fatigue, and collapse. We understand that chairs and beds, like people, have strength limitations. Everyday objects demonstrate engineering principles perfectly. Paperclips break when repeatedly bent, showing fatigue failure. My son's speak and spell keyboard had keys failing in correlation with letter frequency. The Enter key broke first, used for every word, followed by E, T, O, S, and R, 5 of the 7 most common English letters. This wasn't coincidence, but predictable failure where most used components break first. Engineering blends science and art, requiring both imagination and analysis. Unlike scientists who theorize about nature, engineers hypothesize about their own creations. Each structure represents a hypothesis that it will withstand specified conditions. Standing confirms this hypothesis, while collapse disproves it definitively. The design process involves testing successive hypotheses through analysis, strengthening weak points until no foreseeable failure remains. However, overlooked calculations can lead to false verification. Even the Brooklyn Bridge's century of success only confirms past reliability, not future performance. Galileo pioneered engineering science by studying cantilever beams, correctly identifying that beam strength is proportional to depth squared. Yet his mistaken assumptions about force distribution led to qualitatively correct but quantitatively imprecise conclusions, demonstrating why rigorous verification trumps intuition as structures grow more complex. What distinguishes engineering from pure science is the necessity to commit to a single design that must exist physically. Engineers must navigate an uncertain future of diverging paths, making choices that determine whether their creations endure or fail. Engineers facing blank drawing boards mirror writers confronting empty pages. Both discard unsatisfying attempts based on judgment, preserving drafts while acknowledging perfection's impossibility. Their creative processes are better understood through rejection than acceptance, through failure rather than success. Like authors who repeatedly revise sentences, engineers often abandon designs, reaching a point where they've caught major flaws but recognize perfection remains elusive. Both eventually produce versions they believe are maximally free of defects before submission. This iterative refinement, successively eliminating faults, distinguishes excellent design from merely adequate solutions. When engineers navigate competing demands like fuel efficiency, weight reduction, accessibility, and comfort, radical design changes risk unexpected failures. New York City's Grumman flexible buses illustrate this perfectly. Despite innovative lightweight frames, these buses developed severe fatigue cracks within months, sidelining the entire 637-bus fleet. This failure demonstrates the danger of departing too dramatically from proven designs without fully understanding the consequences. On July 17, 1981, two walkways in the Kansas City Hyatt Regency collapsed onto the lobby, killing 114 people and injuring nearly 200. The original design featured single long rods extending from the ceiling through both walkways. Though under-designed at only 60% of code requirements, this configuration might have survived. However, someone proposed using two shorter rods instead for easier installation. This seemingly practical change proved catastrophic by doubling the load on the upper walkway's connection points. Warning signs were ignored. The lobby roof had collapsed during construction, yet subsequent checks missed the critical rod connections. Workers reported unstable walkways under heavy loads, but traffic was merely rerouted rather than addressing the design. This tragedy demonstrates how a seemingly minor change fundamentally altered the load path through the structure. The original design, while inadequate, distributed forces differently than the modified version. The key lesson? Always verify modifications don't create unintended consequences, especially regarding how forces flow through structures. Innovation in engineering involves risk, but doesn't necessarily lead to failure. The Crystal Palace, built for London's Great Exhibition of 1851, exemplifies how bold innovation can succeed despite opposition. Joseph Paxton's revolutionary glass and iron structure faced challenges from parliament debates to protests over a small clump of elm trees. The design's mathematical regularity simplified construction, with 24-foot units as the basic scale determined by glass manufacturing constraints. Despite predictions of catastrophic failure, the Crystal Palace incorporated extensive safety measures. Hydraulically tested cast iron girders, diagonal rods for lateral stiffness, and extreme load testing that supported 300 jumping workmen with minimal deflection. Over 6 million people visited during its 141-day run, with up to 90,000 people inside simultaneously without incident. The palace's influence continues in modern architecture, from skyscraper curtain walls to exposed structural elements in public buildings. It demonstrates that innovation, when approached with proper testing, can create revolutionary breakthroughs rather than failures. As technology evolves, so do engineers' tools. 25 years ago, slide rules symbolized engineering practice, teaching crucial principles. Answers are approximations requiring appropriate precision, and magnitudes come from understanding problems, not calculation devices. Today's computer-aided design enables tackling previously impossible problems, especially in structural analysis. However, errors in translating concepts into numerical models can produce outputs disconnected from reality. Computer optimization creates minimum weight structures for maximum economy, leaving little margin for error in calculations or construction. Catastrophic failures typically stem from overconfidence, not paranoia. The 1986 Challenger disaster exemplifies this. Engineers' concerns about O-rings in cold weather were dismissed by managers, citing the perfect launch record. Only after disaster did NASA properly weigh these doubts. Engineering remains fundamentally human despite technological advances. We must balance innovation with caution. To engineer is to accept calculated, managed risk. The best engineers aren't those who never fail, but those who anticipate failure, learn from it, and design with the humility to recognize that even our greatest achievements remain subject to physics laws and human limitations, much like life itself.